Booger and Mess.
Little sport dork orgy. So sporty.
Oh, yeah.
So sporty. Sports and sports and sports. Sports in your face. Sports.
Felger and Mess.
Awesome.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
How have you taken all of those shots and had your spine hold up after all of these years?
That's a great question. And I think so much of playing a physical contact sport is dealing with the contact. And, you know, some people deal with it better than others. And, you know, I've had a long history of learning what to do and what not to do. And, you know, I think I know how to deal with it better than most. And, you know, I work a lot with Alex, you know, who I've talked extensively about. You know, I have a really great discipline routine, you know, that allows me to continue to take the hits and absorb the forces. And, you know, my body feels great. I mean, in the 14th week of the year, you know, I would say I feel 100%. I go out to practice. I practice as hard as I can. You know, I feel great. You know, I'm ready for the next day, and I don't feel any different from day to day. So it's really encouraging. I know what I do works, you know, and it's just such a great advantage for me, you know, as I move into later parts of the season when I know other guys, you know, aren't feeling as great as I am.
All right, Tom Brady with Jim Gray last night. You hear that?
Yep. That was my first time hearing it, and I really wish we could swear on these airwaves because that is a crock of... Oh, man.
Go ahead.
I mean, all that was one big advertisement for his methods, him and Alex's methods. And it's a big lie, especially this year, because you're not right.
I deal with it better than most, I've found.
My eyes work. Most other people's eyes work. We've seen how you looked. We've seen how you had to sit down because you had something going on with your knee. And I know in his interview across the street earlier in the week, he said it had to do with a brace. I'm sorry. I don't believe it. Not when you're ducking out of throws like you did to Chris Hogan before the first half was over. And in the second half, the offense puts up 6 points.
He says he feels 100%. Doesn't feel any different day to day.
Yeah. What a crock.
Wasn't he held out of practice last week? Wasn't he held up for like during the bye week too? Wasn't he shut down for practice?
So I think the whole thing is like was preposterous.
Whether you think he was adjusting his knee brace or he hurt his knee, you know, whatever, who knows, right? I do know that he was sat out of practice because of injury. That happened. So what is this thing about I feel 100%, there's no different day to day? And I've learned how to do it. I've learned how to take the hit. It's, you know, some people deal with it better than others, and I deal with it better than others. Like, so I'm now about to add a second prediction onto my Steelers win. Go.
This one was a whopper.
Brady's going to get hurt. Like, I'm a big believer in karma. I'm a huge believer in karma. When guys talk like this, like, stop talking like this. God. Like, oh, that's just tempting it. That's just dinking around with fate. I know how to take a hit. I can't get hurt. I deal with it better than others. I've figured it out. Pow. That's when you get hit by the bus. It's like, damn, I'm just a huge believer in that. And he's been at this now for a while. And it's like, eventually, something's going to happen where we're going to look back like these guys who said that they found the answer and that they either get busted for PEDs or they get hurt. Right? It's like it ends badly for those guys. And why are you tempting karma? Why do you mess around with that?
Because he's got books to sell and expensive nuts and underwear to sell.
God. But it gets worse. Play the first follow-up, Jimmy. Go ahead.
See, I think this is really interesting. So how do you prepare for a hit that you can't see? How do you anticipate and how do you prepare your body for one of these guys blindsiding you or for something that there's no way that you can have that eye on that guy at that moment?
Well, first of all, I've been doing it a long time. So, you know, your body gets used to the hits. You know, the brain understands the position that you're putting your body into. And my brain is wired for contact.
Okay, just stop. Go ahead.
My brain understands the contact?
My brain's wired for contact. My brain is wired for contact.
My brain's wired for meatballs. typically some filet mignon, lobster.
Your brain gets to a point where it understands where the body has to be when contact is coming, and my brain is wired for contact. I think that was the quote. You can back it up a little bit there, Jimmy. Thank you. It's like, oh, God, I get so nervous when people start talking like that.
First of all, I've been doing it a long time. So, you know, your body gets used to the hits, you know, the brain understands the position that you're putting your body into. And my brain is wired for contact.
Keep going.
I would say in some ways it's become callous to some of the hits. And
his brain's become callous to the hits.
I would agree with that part of it. His brain's become callous is right.
Keep going.
You know, based on all the pliability treatments I do, you know, my muscles just absorb the forces and disperse the forces as well as they ever have.
It makes it so hard. My favorite professional athlete of all time, a joy to root for. And when I hear stuff like this, he makes it so hard. It's so unrelatable and so weird.
My muscles disperse the contact?
He's a crackpot.
My muscles disperse the my brain is wired for contact. My brain has become callous to the hits. My muscles disperse the contact. Think of what he's saying. What is that? Like, you know what I mean? What does that mean? His muscles disperse the contact.
My brain functions on a higher level, Jim.
Well, no, it's just like he's now
breathing through his eyelids.
His muscles now, you hit him and it's like Gumby. It's a jelly man.
Yeah, they know to stay loose.
What is this nonsense?
He's a crackpot.
Okay, so
he's a crackpot. The guy's a nut. He's like a Hare Krishna for crying out loud. He's a crackpot.
It's not just nonsense. It's also, like, isn't that when you get hurt? When you start acting like you'll never get hurt? It's like, splat. That's when it happens, I think. I don't know. That's how I'm wired. It's like
yeah, just don't tempt fate.
The stuff that goes good in my life or our lives, I almost never mention it because I don't want the words to escape my lips, because as soon as I say something that we've done well or I've done well or something that's going well, it's going to end that night because I verbalize it. Like, just don't say it. You know what I mean?
Of course.
So it's like, I just, boy, does he tempt it when he talks like this. Keep going.
You know, my muscles just absorb the forces and disperse the forces as well as they ever have. So I take hits better now at 41 than I did when I was 25. Okay. And, you know, I've really trained that way. I've made it a real priority in my life. I think about it on a daily basis. It's so important for me because I realize, and I look around at the locker room, I look around other guys in the league, and I realize they're playing at such a disadvantage because of what I'm able to do and how I'm able to treat my body. It actually gives me a lot of confidence that, you know, I look at certain hits in the game that I see on film, and people go, God, did that hurt a lot? And I'll say, no, I didn't even really feel it. You know, and it's just from all the work that I'm putting in. And
so you can stop.
Say, Tom.
He's a crackpot.
If other players around the league or even the layman listening at home right now wanted to have their brain function like yours, where could they find out how to do that? Well, TB12.com. I mean, this is an advertisement.
Oh, God.
I mean, it really is. It's unbelievable. He is. He's a complete, total crackpot. And I hear what you're saying about the whole karma thing.
Oh,
like,
God.
I get all the answers, and now all of a sudden he's going to get sandwiched between two defensive linemen, and that's it. But, Mike, 100%, he couldn't walk off the field the other day.
So
I don't want to hear that it's the brace. We all know that that's a lie.
I don't know. It might be.
It's not the brace.
I don't know that.
No way.
Have you ever seen him duck out of throws the way he has
okay.
this year?
That I can see. Maz, I can't see inside the guy's knee. So,
well, no one can. What do you think?
I think he could be hurt. Or it could be the brace. On that could be the brace. He went down and adjusted the brace.
Yeah, I don't think he did.
I think he's banged up. But on that specific thing, I don't know if he's flat out lying on that. I don't know. But I do know that he's ducking out of contact like I've never seen him before. And he's missing practices. Last year, didn't he miss a crap ton of practices last year? Didn't they have to shut him down for a week and a half in training camp this year?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And late in the year last year, remember, his performance got worse.
And in the last month or so, he's been missing practices. Which, like, none of which is a bad thing. Like, fine. But, so A, this is a, you know, nutty sales job. But B, I just think, God, you're tempting it. God. You, as soon as you act like you have all the answers, man, that's when you're in trouble. Especially when you start talking about your health. You know, there's an old expression, knock on wood. How you feeling, Felger? Good. I freaking knock on wood. Because if I don't, I start, oh, I feel great. Yeah, it's going to be great. That's when, you know, that's when the bleep hits the fan. God.
I'm with you on all of this. That's why you don't. This is why you don't drive around and say, I can't remember the last time I've been pulled over.
Exactly.
You know?
Like, a million examples.
I've never been healthier, please. I go through life paranoid and afraid. I think the next shower I take is going to be the one I find a lump.
This is why I'm so miserable, by the way.
Right. Jimmy gets it. Instead, this one out here trying to sell more books and, oh, I've got all the answers.
Oh my God.
I've trained my brain to function and work with my muscles in tandem. You freak.
I
love him, too, and it pains me so much because he's so weird now.
First of all, I've been doing it a long time. So, you know, your body gets used to the hits. You know, the brain understands the position that you're putting your body into. And my brain is wired for contact.
My brain is wired for contact. The other whopper in there is that my muscles disperse the contact. My muscles disperse
it. I would say in some ways it's become callous to some of the hits. And, you know, based on all the pliability treatments I do, you know, my muscles just absorb the forces and disperse the forces.
That's the one.
As well as they ever have.
Does he have like a, this is the Flash? He has like a shield or something? Like some sort of electromagnetic thing?
It's called the bubble he lives in.
Jim, I've also trained my brain to have conversations without even using my mouth now.
It's like, God, my muscles absorb the contact and disperse.
You know, my muscles just absorb the forces and disperse the forces.
Disperse.
As well as they ever have.
It's nonsense. How about the second
follow-up?
What do you
say? My brain understands
His brain is now callous to contact.
Understands the position that you're putting your body into. And my brain is wired for contact.
Oh, my God.
It's nonsense. How about the second follow-up, Jimmy? Just go to
So,
that.
Tom, people hear this and they say, he's a freak. He's an anomaly. Can't be done. But you have done it. So the question is, why do you think others don't do it?
It's funny because, you know, when I hear things like that, I do kind of shake my head because anyone who saw me 19 years ago at the NFL Combine knows I'm not a freak. You know, I'm not. I was a sixth-round pick for a reason because I was the one that, you know, never had the ability, never had the build, never had the frame, you know, could never take the hits, what they thought. And over the years, I learned how to do it. And, you know, once you know, you can't unknow. You know, I learned what it took to take
stop,
care of my
stop.
Arms.
We got, oh my God. Arms.
He sounds like a complete jackass.
Can we put that one on the board, too? Once you know, you can't unknow.
That's a good drop.
Once you know, you can't unknow.
You know, could never take the hits, what they thought. And over the years, I learned how to do it. And, you know, once you know, you can't unknow.
He sounds like
Keep going. I'm telling you, this one last time.
He sounds
time,
like Roger Clemens.
I know he does this once or twice a week with Gray, and we listen to most of them. This one, when I heard it this morning, I wasn't even ready to do this. Like, I had no intention to do this. I listened to this, and I'm like, this one, like, wow. What were you on tonight, Tom? Jeez. Loopyville. Keep going.
You know, I learned what it took to take care of my arms so that my arms never in pain. You know, I had a knee surgery in 2008. I've never had a day of swelling in my knee. You know, I had people tell me I would need a knee replacement when I'm older. Like, I would say my knee is in pristine condition. Again, it's part of it really healthy eating. Part of it is being drinking the amount of water that I drink to keep my muscles hydrated.
Okay, again, you got to stop there. You have to stop there. So he had a massive knee surgery, an ACL, and it hasn't had a single day of swelling because water?
That's a lie. His knee is pristine.
Because his knee is pristine.
No, his brain understands contact.
Because he drinks water. I'd like a doctor to weigh in on that. Doc Flynn, Doc, whoever, anyone, Dr. Rosen out there, whoever can weigh in on this, please. Can you prevent knee swelling following a massive ACL reconstruction by drinking water? Does that sound legit in any way, shape, or form?
Nope.
Well, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm asking.
No, I'm not a doctor, and I'm telling you, no.
But your family members are doctors. I understand. You're smart. You went to Tufts. I'm asking. It sounds to me like nonsense. But I don't know. I'm honestly answering.
He's a crackpot.
I'm honestly asking. Just real quick, Jimmy. I know we're late. Just finish that up, please.
It's doing the right type of strengthening exercises, ones that don't overload you and really put you at a disadvantage. And then it's all the pliability treatments that I get with Alex. And you can't shortchange it. The reality is you can't substitute one for the other. It all matters. It all adds up. Anyone who's in any business, if you look at your business, you can't make bad decisions in your business and expect for them to go well. For me, my body has been my asset, and I've got to treat it accordingly. So if I want it to perform at a high level, every decision matters. And
okay, so
not to the point where...
I mean, that all makes sense. His muscles can absorb contact and disperse it throughout his body. His brain is callous to contact. His brain is wired for contact. He's been at it so long that I now know how to take the contact. My brain is wired for it, and what you know, you can't unknow. And so I'm never going to get hurt. Like, isn't that when you get hurt?
Yes, of course it's when you get hurt. What's your brain wired for?
Complete and utter doom and gloom. and you know, always
it's pessimism.
Yeah, thank yeah. you. It's wired to fumble around like that on a question like that. It's not fumble. It's not wired to say, no, I got it. I got it figured out.
You know what my brain's wired for? Liquor.
What about those who say you're a freak, Tom?
Oh. You know, once you know, you can't unknow.
That's just so. I thought last night's was that was a whopper of an interview.
It is, no question about it.
Wow.
How about those that say you're a freak? Sheets, Tom.
You know, once you know, you can't unknow.
You know what? I'm going to use that. Yeah, Maz, once you know, because Brady said it, once you know, you can't unknow.
You know, once you know, you can't unknow.
You got to give me the muscle thing again. Like, doctor out there, Doc Flynn, Doc anyone, tell me.
Dr. Nick Riviera.
Whoever, you know.
Dr. Quack.
Doc Rivers, I don't care. Is it possible to train your muscles to absorb contact and then distribute it and disperse it throughout your body?
I would say in some ways it's become callous to some of the hits. And, you know, based on all the understands the position that you're putting your body into. And my brain is wired for contact. I would say in some ways it's become callous to some of the hits. And, you know, based on all the pliability treatments I do, you know, my muscles just absorb the forces and disperse the forces as well as they ever have.
You got to admit, that sounds nuts.
Yeah.
No. Yes, Luke.
It sounds nutty. It sounds nutty. I've trained my muscles to absorb contact and disperse it throughout my body.
Tom, I'm your trainer.
You know, once you know, you can't unknow.
Oh, man. So, you know, Gray led the horse to water. And
you know, my muscles just absorb the forces and disperse the forces as well as they ever have.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
Should have kept Garoppolo.
Bob Soucy joins us next. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
Tannehill for the Dolphins survey. What he sees in front of him, a field of defensive backs and a hawking tight end who stands at the 15-yard line. Tannehill throws down the middle, caught by Stills, laterals back to Parker, who flips it to Drake. He runs across the 40 of New England, angling inside to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. He's going to win the full race to the end zone. The Dolphins are going to win it on the lateral. Once, then twice. And Drake takes it in. And the Patriots stand stunned in disbelief.
I don't know what to say. Never seen anything like it.
Ruling on the field is confirmed. It is a touchdown.
Here we go, man.
It's time for Hot Sports Takes with Bob Soucy.
Here we go, Bob.
Don't forget, you can listen to him on the podcast. Exclusively on 98.5. Here comes Bob Soucy. Here comes Bob Soucy and his Hot, Hot Takes. Smoking Bob Soucy and his Hot, Hot Takes.
Here we go, the voice of the Patriots, Bob Soucy, in our Town Fair Tire Studios. Bobby, first of all, how was that call? What was it like calling that play in that situation?
Oh, well.
Was that the craziest play you've ever had to call?
Probably, yeah. I mean, thanks, Tony, because I needed a little cheering up. So the opportunity to chuckle at you makes me feel a little bit better about a lost weekend of football for yours truly. But honestly, Mike, and I just said this to Tony as we were hearing it at the beginning of the call and we were off air, you know, as you're watching it begin, the last thing in your mind, though you shouldn't have this thought as a play-by-play guy, is that the game's going to end right here. You have to be prepared for it like every other play.
if the Steelers are at the 7-yard line like last year and Roethlisberger's going to throw what he thinks is a go-ahead game-winning touchdown.
Right.
You know, as an announcer, you try to set it up and call it the same way as when Ryan Tannehill takes the snap there with the Dolphins. And as it's unfolding and the reality is speeding up and exceedingly settling in, that, you know, you see it. The thing about Miami, too, is the vantage point we had in the corner of the end zone, it's not a good vantage point for most of the game. But that particular play, he's running right at us. So you start to see it develop. You see the angles. And once you see him get by Parker after Van Noy missed on the dive, and you realize that Gronk is the last guy back there, Chung's been taken out of the play to the credit of Larson. Now, there's this lane, and nobody's going to be able to close that distance with Drake running at full speed. He caught the pitch, and he was able to curl to the inside. But then once he made the move back to the sideline, he's at full speed.
Does this play leave a mark on the team?
Well, it leaves a mark on the team if they don't secure.
Well, so that's my question. Do you think
a bye? And
do you think it does?
No, I don't. I mean, psychologically at this point, no, I don't. And I think here's the thing that I keep coming back to. This team did a lot of things last week that are very uncharacteristic for what we expect of the Patriots. The breakdown at the end of the first half, the points left on the field, not only the kicking game, usually, you know, you get a couple of games a year where there's a missed extra point or a missed field goal you have to overcome. But just the repeated errors defensively, whether, you know, giving up the big plays in the run game, and, you know, obviously that breakdown at the end of the contest. But I liked what I heard early in the week. This team's, nobody's better at turning the page, whether it's good or bad. You can question a lot of things about this particular team, but I never questioned the leadership and the resilience of the leaders in that locker room. I think Brian Flores, as we heard on the conference call, you know, and what was reported subsequently by some of the guys who talked to the defensive players, you know, he took it on himself and he was accountable. And I think that's the thing to keep in mind. Whatever the coaches say on a conference call or to us in the media or to the fans, they're accountable to the players and to the owner. And I think they'll bounce back. I still have a good feeling about this team. I think, in retrospect, there are also a lot of positives you can take from this game that may be very important, if not more important, than the negatives.
Such as,
going
yeah, like what?
Look at the first half, first 25 minutes offensively. This team's been searching for its offensive identity. Last week we sat here and we talked, and we were ready to perhaps make the shift from Brady's team to, you know, a team that was more reliant on the other side of the ball. Not the case. If Brady's healthy enough going forward with Gordon's impact, Gronk, I'm not saying he's the Gronk that we've watched in the past, the same kind of player, but he's emerged enough last week, or last week he did, with Edelman, with Burkhead, White, Michelle, there's enough there for this offense to continue to build on what we saw last week in the first half. That's as good as Brady's looked. Those first 10 to 15 throws, as I've seen him in the recent past. And it's not just the touchdown pass to Patterson. It's the pass to Edelman before that. A couple of other passes to Julian Edelman. I thought it was extremely impressive. He was sizzling from the start. And that, to me, is a very important thing going forward.
Bobby, we're tight on time today. Sorry.
So
limited. One last question. Quickly, key to the game Sunday in Pittsburgh. Key matchup. Just give me, what do you think the game comes down to?
Well, you're going to look at the Steelers trying to stop Gronkowski, which has been a problem for them. Had trouble with the tight ends last week. They play a lot of dime defense. They try to get after the quarterback with pressures. So you figured Gronk is going to be a focal point, though, and especially coming off the Oakland game. A couple of years ago, they played a lot of defensive backs on the field. I think whether the Patriots run it or they get the ball in the hands of the running backs in space, I think the key in this particular game, you know, do what they've been doing, and that's play pretty much turnover-free football. Offensively, try to control the game with the ball in Brady's hands and the running backs, in my opinion. And it should be a big game for White, for Burkhead, perhaps. And I think in Gronk's case, we saw enough from him last week that, you know, the matchup is very favorable for the Patriots if Pittsburgh takes the similar approach that they did against the Patriots last year and even 2 years ago. Again, they played a lot of extra defensive backs in that game, and the Patriots ran the ball very effectively. LeGarrette Blount had a huge day.
Okay, Bobby, we look forward to the call. 4:30 here, 4:25 on 98.5 The Sports Hub. You and Zoe from Pittsburgh. Thanks again, Bob.
Looking forward to it.
Okay,
see you,
Bob. We've got a quick update from Murray. We come back, I promised you a giveaway earlier. I forgot to do it. We'll do it next, I promise. The giveaway is next, and your reaction to that Brady interview. He did say one thing that I did like. You'll hear that, and then we'll take your calls, I promise.
Felger and Maz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Making sense of Boston sports.
There's no catching and no throwing. Anyone can play, no matter how hopelessly unathletic they are.
Felger and Mez, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
In the regular season, do you remember any loss quite like this and how difficult it is to overcome something like what occurred on the last play of the game?
Well, you know, mental toughness is what gets you through every loss that I've had. And whether you lose by one like we did or you lose by four touchdowns, which we've done, you know, you've got to just refocus and you got to realize it's a new week. And, you know, anything that you could have learned or gained from the previous week, you obviously use going forward. And like I said before, there's a lot of positive things to take from it. But, you know, you're not going to dwell on something that happened in the past. I think part of being a great football team is moving past things that haven't gone your way and dealing with adversities, really focusing on what's ahead of us. And we've got our whole season ahead of us. For all of us, you know, it's a matter of what we do from here. And we're not going to let one play, like I said today, define our season.
All right, that's one line that I liked. That's exactly the right approach. Put well and should be the slogan for the team this week. We're not going to let one play define us. Okay, nice. All right, that I can... That's here on planet Earth, and that is the right approach, and this team has always been able to take that approach. There's been little spot occasions where they haven't. I think 4th and 2 in 2009 left a mark, and it got worse, and I think they were defined by that play in 2009, but, you know, Brady says we're not going to let one play define our season. Good. Okay. The rest of it? Woo-wee, Brady. Nonsense. Pure nonsense.
Yeah, he really is on planet Zippy, man.
Your brain is wired for contact. Your brain has become calloused to contact. You've trained your muscles to disperse. What did he say? To disperse contact and distribute it throughout your body or something like this.
No, my muscles can absorb the contact and disperse the force throughout my body.
So I take hits better now.
Yeah. What he's saying is sometimes,
you know, my muscles just absorb the forces and disperse the forces as well as they ever have.
My muscles absorb the forces and disperse the forces better than they ever have.
You ever get in a car accident that's bad, but sometimes you walk away and you're like, wow, I can't believe I was fine, because your body somehow takes over and, I don't know, it like makes you loose. What he's saying is he's trained his body to do what happens when you're in an accident. Mm-hmm. It's impossible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't believe him. Well, when I absorb force, usually I disperse it out my ass.
Your reaction, Will in Los Angeles, go.
Usually in the form of a loud roar.
Go.
Yeah, that interview is quite something. One, real quick, biggest tool bag stealer, Plexico Burress. And then two, I hadn't heard that whole part of the Jim Gray interview when I called, but the first part, I noticed it's funny how Brady lists all the things that are important about playing Pittsburgh, like Ben Roethlisberger, the wide receivers, the tight ends, the defense, the fans playing on the road. But I don't think it's a coincidence. The one thing he left out is the running back. So I'm going to put that in the Felger and Mazz processor and say Brady doesn't think running backs are important.
I don't think it matters who the Pittsburgh running back is. He didn't mention the coach, did he?
You know what? I was just wondering that, too. That's what's my mind. I thought he sort of shortchanged the defense there.
He didn't really mention the defense. He didn't mention the coaching.
I mean, because he said over and over, they got a great offense, explosive weapons. You know, their defense is solid, which means, like, he looks at their defenses and not that good.
Nina in Rhode Island. Hi.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call, fellas. I'm going to refrain from scolding you all, but that is exactly how our bodies work. Our brains control everything we do. Our muscles absorb force from contact and disperse it out through our bodies. So proper conditioning and strength training can absolutely prevent injuries like ACL tears and sprains.
Because of your muscles' absorption of the contact?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay, how about drinking water to recover from an ACL and never have a single day of swelling, he said.
Yeah, so I won't get deep into the physiology of it.
True or false?
And without, can be done, yeah.
Okay, drink lots of water.
Can be done.
Can be done.
you know, my muscles just absorb the forces and disperse the forces as well as they ever have.
Again, I'm not a doctor. If you can do that, you can do it. It sounds goofy.
And my brain is wired for contact.
It sounds like nonsense.
This guy,
you know, once you know, you can't unknow.
He really does believe his own bull crap. It's unbelievable.
Jim in the car. Go, Jim. Jim, okay, you got to be quick. Bob, I'm going to allow you 30 seconds, so just give me your take.
I find it ironic that you physically fit doctors last year were actually applauding this guy that he actually knew how to land and get tackled and fall. And now, when he says this, you chastise the guy.
This
when
is,
somebody just told you, who's actually in the medical field, that it can happen. And by
how do I know she's in the medical field? She was a caller to a sports radio show. I have no idea who she was.
Exactly. From Rhode Island.
Brady can take a hit. And this is true. And if he just sort of leaves it at that, I've sort of learned how to take a hit over the years. I believe in that. Absolutely, he knows how to take a hit. The descript, the actual nuts and bolts of it makes him sound goofy.
Oh, yeah, I told you, he sounds like a complete crackpot. How did he take that hit at the end of the half when the clock ran out? He did, took that one pretty well, didn't
no,
he?
No, he sort of ducked out of it.
Yeah. Like, look, I just think the guy is like, he's out of his mind. He's completely bought into his own bull crap to the point where he believes that he is somehow like made of rubber.
But again, our doctor from Rhode Island or a doctor from Easton there, if he's been able to do this, why is he missing practices? Why'd they shut him down for a week and a half in training camp?
No, he's 100%.
Why is he on the injury report? They're not, and he's not just that he's on the injury report, he's not out there. He's been missing practices, and he missed a whole week and a half in training camp. So if he can absorb all this and do all this, how is he? Explain that to me. If he's drinking all this water, well, how did he miss all that time?
He's doing it by choice. He's missing all those practices by choice.
He was out of practice a lot last year. He drinks a lot of water. So explain that to me then. Explain it to me. It's just, I don't know. When you start talking like you have all the answers, that's usually when it goes bad. That's just my experience. If you just say, after all these years, I've sort of learned how to take a hit, I think that's absolutely true. I think that's absolutely true. But that ain't what he's talking about. He's talking about he's got the answer. He's got the answer, folks.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Oh, I like this.
This is Felger and Mass.
Part of me wants to do it just to feel what that feels like.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub.
Yeah! All right, here we go. Another Christmas in the City auction winner, Matt McClune of Braintree, joins us now in our Town Fair Tire Studios. And just our luck, Maz, Matt is a strength and conditioning coach who can actually, like Our Lady in Rhode Island, say that what Brady's talking about is real. Matt, is that true? Is what he's saying real?
Damn, an expert.
I would put expert lightly here, fellas. All right. But yeah, you can teach your body to absorb force. We were talking about it during the commercial break. Jump and land. All right. And you can either jump and land like an athlete, you can jump and land like a stiff, or you can jump and land and drop your rear end all the way to the floor. All of those three things are absorbing force in some capacity. If you drop your ass all the way to the floor, you suck at it.
But your muscles, you can teach your muscles like, okay, muscle, absorb that contact.
And I think that's what we were talking about in the beginning, where the way he's starting the talk and the way that he puts it, I've had about enough of it because it's like, hey, like, just listen to what's coming out of your mouth, and you're starting to sound like you're going off the deep end a little bit. And that started me back training camp 2016, and when basically every appearance was an infomercial, that kind of went right out my tailpipe.
Well, yeah. As a strength and conditioning coach, you also do some personal training, right? So you've devoted your life to this.
He's got the show lingo down too, tailpipe.
Exactly.
Like
well done. So when you hear some of this stuff, so what strikes you about the nature of his delivery and what he's saying?
I think it just makes it sound a lot more complicated than it really is. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, your ability to absorb force can be the exact same thing. You trip and fall in the studio on the way in, you're going to turn your shoulder so that you land on the hard side of your body. You're not just going to fall and land flat on your face, right? Like you do with some of your takes here, right? So it's all about how you do it, you know? So it's not that hard. A baby does it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Can you callus your brain to contact? Can
nope.
your brain become callous?
No. Matt, you can just answer it straight. It's okay. Brady's not going to care. No. The answer's no. You were going to say no. Say no.
No, what I was going to say was, I saw you guys rip on like the mental training. All right. There is a way. There's a machine called a NeuroTracker where basically it's just a bunch of tennis balls moving around the screen. They light up before and then they go dark. They go back to the same dark color as the rest of them. And then you get to track the ones that lit up. You can train certain aspects of it.
Really?
Can you train yourself not to get a concussion? No, that's stupid.
Okay. Thank you. No. Thank you.
Dumb.
All right. So you said you got like 55 pent-up takes there. Give me one.
I do. Well, first we can start with just how is this Patriots season going? And by listening to some of the callers here, first of all, bless your hearts, fellas. But when you listen to some of them, you think, you know, that – you look at all these statistics, DVOA, Football Insiders, somehow, what's the other one?
Stephon Gilmore? Or no, Jason McCourty is the seventh best corner.
Seventh best corner in the league. Guy, watch the game. See, getting your ass lit up by Kenny Stills, you know, 3, 4, 5 plays in a row. Does number three corner in the league do that? No, you do not fit the criteria. Like, that's how that works.
So, I'm sorry, go ahead.
So, but anyway, the overall take on the season is up to this point, if you watch the games, you know, what would lead you to believe that they are that, no, we're in Super Bowl or bust, right? And it's not one of those, and I coined this term last night, so bear with me, but those empty AFC championship appearances. And yes, I am fully aware that when you say empty AFC championship appearance, that just shows how spoiled we are as a fan base. Where you look at years like 2013, 2012, those years where you're like, do they really have a shot to win this one? No, probably not. And do they have a shot to go in and beat, you know, like a Denver Invader in 2015, or this year what looks like it's going to be like a Kansas City in Kansas City. Do you feel confident with any of that? No.
Sound like you do.
It's such a great point, though, really. Just watch the games and see how you react to it.
Yeah, 2013, I think, is a great comp. I mean, I thought that game was over before the ball was even kicked off. I gave them no chance because of just how the way the whole season played out and how decimated they were at injury when they went into that game.
Absolutely, and it kind of started off the same as 2013, too, where, I mean, it didn't end up working out like this, but think about how many new guys they had brought in. And I talked to anybody who would listen, and see, nobody remembers the take, you know, 6 months later. But I said, it's going to look exactly like 2013, where Brady was looking to integrate all these new receivers. That was a Kenbrell Tompkins year and Josh Boyce and all those guys, right? And obviously, that was the beginning of you guys' the Brady and DeKline show.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yes. It might have been the peak of it, actually.
Yeah, Brady and DeKline 2-6 show. Yeah,
right, exactly. So when you look at it, they looked like they were going to be similar, and they kind of played out very similarly.
Yeah, you got it right.
You got it.
Nice, awesome. So, but it worked out that way where this whole season still looks like they're trying to figure stuff out on offense and figure out what's going to be the best way for them to win. And my take on that is, sweet, learn how to do it in different ways, right? Because guess what? Brady's not lighting you up for 33 every week. And that defense, you know? So that defense isn't going to be stopping anybody anytime soon. I mean, you saw it in this last game,
correct?
Right, awesome. Drive down the field, take the air right out of the stadium. Just kidding. Walk it right back down. First of all, let's not forget the kicker.
Let's not forget the kicker.
Right.
No, he's on the list, too.
Okay, right. Once again, this is Matthew McClune from Braintree, strength and conditioning coach. Can I say where you work?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right across the street here at BC High. We won't hold that against you. It's too closely affiliated to BC, but fine. It's okay. Yeah,
nobody's perfect.
Strength, exactly. Works over at BC, right across the street from us. When I was talking to you off the air, you asked me a question that you wanted us to answer for you on the air. What is it?
Of the asinine takes that have been thrown around on this program from 2-6 over the past 10 years.
Yeah, and there have been a few. Yeah.
There have been a couple. And I haven't kept track of them because I don't have that kind of time. But what has been, from each of you, the most asinine take that you have heard from each of your respective
coaches. Okay, so I'll go first.
Yeah, go. Yeah.
Really easy. It was 2 weeks ago when we asked for the current quarterback power ratings, Mass, yeah. And I think you had Cam Newton and who else? I had a Brady. Do you remember this, Murray?
Yeah.
He had Brady like 14th or something?
Baker Mayfield was above the...
Baker Mayfield, Cam Newton, you know, all these...
I think he had Tannehill ahead of him, too.
I mean, okay.
Yeah, no, not Tannehill.
So that was the most recent. And anytime Murray says the running back matters, I mean, that's just so easy.
The position can be a help in the offense. Who is at the position and where you get him, I'm with you.
Thank you.
And for me, Matt, without question, it's the Cavs won the Kyrie trade.
Oh, yeah, that's up there.
Jay Crowder, Isaiah Thomas, Ante Zizic in that 2018 first-round pick. It's crap on top of crap. And just last month, by the way, LeBron James to The Athletic, I quote, "The Kyrie Irving trade was the beginning of the end for everything."
Seems legit. Yeah, that was a bad one.
Okay. Maz?
Murray, I got to go with you. LeBron had a soft 51 in the finals.
Yeah.
I don't know. It feels mathematically impossible to me, but soft 51. Felger's somehow, and this one has stuck with me for years, the idea that Tim Tebow was going to be good.
Oh, that's a bad one.
Tim Tebow was a bad take.
Who would ever have a take like that? That's not that.
Were you with me, Matthew?
I was totally.
Attaboy.
Mike, I'm still with you.
He still deserves a chance.
Yeah, give the man a shot.
I see plenty of crappy quarterbacks out there who don't win. He was a crappy quarterback that won. He deserves a chance. I don't want to give up on that.
Nick freaking Foles.
Thank you.
Well, that's good because I stand by my quarterback power rank.
All right, Matthew, do you have any closing thoughts or
my closing thoughts are I'm pretty sick and tired of Bill the GM. I'm all set with that.
Nice.
All right, you've been sucking since 2013, the Dante Hightower, Chandler Jones draft, right? What do you have to show for it since then?
Nice.
Why can't you draft away from the ball ever? And why do I feel like every one of those picks is just going to turn into a crappy second-round receiver or corner, right? Sorry, Duke Dawson, you have no shot. Right?
I forgot who that was.
Right, exactly.
Very good.
So,
Matthew, again, thank you. I'm sorry.
No. I was just going to say thank you for bidding on the for the item.
Oh, my pleasure.
Very generous of you.
I mean, it was, guys, I want to say this was probably the most disappointing trip I've had because you guys have been so nice and cordial this entire time. And
we're going to work on that for next year.
They are nothing like they seem on the TV. Huge disappointment. So, guys, thank you for having me. This has been awesome. Once in a lifetime type deal.
Matthew McClune, again.
Call in at some point.
Call in anytime. We may even give you the inside number after some of your material today. I liked it. But thank you most of all for the donation to Christmas in the City.
My pleasure.
It goes to a great cause. Thank you, Matthew.
Cool. Actually, just email your material because I'll use it and pass it off as my own.
No commercials, an update. We come right back with more of your calls.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.